Hi, it's Karen Webster for payments.com, and I'm here today with Kim Oroga, who is Group Executive Global Product for TSYS. Kim, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you very much for having me.
So this is to start off a really interesting series that we're going to be discussing with you and TSYS on the digital enablement that is taking place, obviously prompted by the move to mobile and the payments environment that is available now to support that. And we're seeing lots of players enter the market with variations on a similar strategy, some entering the market with very new strategies. And I wanted to first get your thought on consumer adoption. So we have Apple Pay, Android Pay is imminent, we have Samsung Pay also imminent, and they have a very different way of approaching the market, in-store, physical device, NFC enabled. At least what we're hearing so far, Apple Pay adoption isn't what I think anyone thought it might be by this point. Usage is down, trial is down, and then there's PayPal, which is approaching it from a very different perspective, online, very digital, not so much physical point of sale, at least yet. So your perspective on how consumers are taking this all in, is this something consumers are ready for, or are they just observing and saying, come back to me when you have something more compelling?
You know, I think that I would have said that maybe a year and a half, 2 years ago, the consumers were saying, come back to me when you have something more compelling, mostly because a year and a half to 2 years ago, the companies that, other than PayPal, we'll leave PayPal aside, a lot of the companies that were coming out with mobile wallet, they were applications that you needed to download to your phone. They weren't inherent in the operating system of the telephone, right? It felt like it was a much larger barrier to entry to get going, and the friction was much greater. And then before, you also had, and even up until this year, we've really had the issue of being able to pay at the point of sale, right? It just was not really ubiquitous. It wasn't easy to find a point of sale device that actually would be able to accept, for example, an NFC payment. It just weren't that many of them there. I think all of that has played into the idea of consumer adoption. I do think, though, frankly, that consumers are ready for it. I do think that they're excited about it, especially the younger age group. Interestingly, though, some of the studies that we've seen do indicate that the 30 to 44 age group trust the mobile device with their credit card information even more so than the younger age group, although the younger age group really likes the idea of being able to take off and not have to carry around the plastic card with them. You know, don't get me wrong, I don't think plastic cards are going away anytime, that we will continue to see plastic for quite some time. I do think that consumers are ready and willing to make the switch.
So the switch, though, is it a switch in form factor, substituting a plastic card for a mobile phone, or is it a switch to a different experience that a mobile phone can enable? What are your thoughts on that?
That actually is a great question. We've talked about that and debated that a lot inside of TSYS. I think for right now, because we do not see a lot of additional features in the mobile wallets that are being offered today, I think at the moment it really is a form factor switch. But I do think before we see absolute ubiquity or, you know, really, really high percentages of adoption, it will have to be the experience adjustment. The idea that you can actually just put all the purchases that you have into your cart and, you know, walk past some kind of point of sale device and have, you know, the system added up and you pay and it's all taken care of, you know, really easily. I think that is not so far in the future as we might think, but we're not there today, right? And I do think that before we see that, you know, really, really high levels of adoption, you will have to get to that experience shift.
I agree with you, and that sounds like a great experience to me. It does beg the question, what kinds of user experiences will actually push us forward? But I want to talk about something that may hold it back. And there's been a lot of research recently that suggests that consumers, and lots of them, are nervous about the security of their financial account information on their mobile devices. You know, a lot of that is how you ask the question, of course. But based on what you're hearing from issuers and merchants, are consumers concerned about security with the phone?
I think that consumers are concerned about security of their payment details, period, frankly. you know, we've seen many, many breaches in the last year and a half, and it has impacted many, many consumers very directly, right? I think people see identity theft and they see credit card fraud happening to them personally more than they ever have before. So I think that they do have serious concerns. I think that there is, in the United States at least for right now, also, you know, a little bit of question mark in people's minds about EMV and what's EMV going to do for them and how much security is EMV going to provide and how does that fit in the whole ecosystem with the mobile wallet and, you know, does that change things with their mobile wallet experience? There's just so much happening in the payment space right now that it's not an easy time to be a consumer who's not in the payments world, if you will, you know, they don't have as much information as the rest of us do.
I think you're right. There's a lot of education, I think, that has to happen on the consumer part. And I think it's a little unfortunate, the timing of this liability shift around the holiday season when there's going to be lots of activity in stores with consumers with their new cards, not really knowing what to do with them, and the poor temporary sales associate trying to help figure it out. Do you have a sense of whether all of the discussion about the ways in which the industry talks about securing data, you know, tokenization and encryption, means anything to consumers, or do they just assume that their issuer and the networks have their back and are figuring it all out?
I really think that the layperson assumes that the financial institution and the merchant are, and the paint brand, frankly, are going to all work together to ensure that things are as secure as they can possibly be. I think that there are, you know, certainly techno-savvy consumers out there who have informed themselves about what tokenization is, what can it do for me, how does this really help me? You know, I think that those people obviously exist, but for the most part, I think that the layperson is really going to, you know, leave it to the brands, right, and leave it to their financial institution to help to ensure that their details are safe. And as long as that insurance, you know, exists, right, that I'm not liable for 100% of the charge that is fraudulently made on my card, I think as long as that exists, the consumer will assume that between the issuer and the brand and the merchant, it will be taken care of.
Yep, I agree. We've done a good job in this country of letting people understand that. Let's talk about something that came up in a conversation I was having the other day with a group of executives in the financial services space. And it's this whole idea of the move to digital, which is pushing the brand of the payments brands to the back. You know, we talk about wanting to replicate this experience that you just described earlier of really not having to do anything, but all happening in the background with respect to payment, which of course means that the brand becomes invisible as the payment becomes invisible. What are your thoughts on how that is reshaping how players in the ecosystem are thinking about their relationship with the consumer? What are they doing about it?
Well, I think, you know, the most important thing as we talk to all players in this ecosystem right now, the most important thing that everybody is focused on is removing friction and improving the customer experience. At the end of the day, even if I have a mobile wallet, let's say, on my iPhone or on my Android device, it doesn't matter which one, if I have a mobile wallet there, I still am loading a card, right? So information about my card, which talks about my financial institution, right? And has a Visa, MasterCard, or Amex logo onto that device. So in the mind of the consumer, it's maybe not front and center every time they use the device, right, or that they use their payment method, but it still is there for them. I really think that the focus has gone, you know, very much to how can we improve the experience of the consumer and, you know, by so doing, elevating the thought process about what the brand is providing to me from a service perspective. Even if it's not there every single time, I see it every single time I utilize that payment method, it still is, oh, my bank is really helping me, right? They're making my life easier. And I bank with so-and-so because they've made it very smooth and easy for me to be able to pay. That's great.
Mm-hmm. So what are your thoughts with respect to how ready the ecosystem is to deliver on what you just described, you know, understanding that it's the experience that drives that relationship more than, you know, just looking at a logo on a plastic card. But, you know, in a digital world, it's different. How ready is the ecosystem, and are there some players that are more ready than others?
Well, I think that the ecosystem has advanced significantly over the course of, let's say, the last maybe year and a half or so. We have an unprecedented level of collaboration because we all have to work together to make this ecosystem actually function. And there are new relationships that have had to, you know, be built in order to make these customer experiences improve. I do agree with you that, you know, there are some members of the ecosystem that are more prepared than others to advance. I do think that, you know, for small retailers, it's hard because there is obviously an investment that's required, you know, in real hardware. So I think that, you know, that becomes much more difficult. I also think that people who are, you know, institutions that are slower to adopt the technology then could face adoption issues, right? You know, they could face some lag in what's going on because as this becomes more ubiquitous, I think that the consumers are going to demand that all of the places that they want to shop, their financial institutions, their device manufacturers, right, that everyone really embrace this as ubiquity becomes, you know, the norm.
So, you know, it's funny. A couple of years ago, I think there was still a hesitation that this mobile thing was going to be a big game changer. I mean, maybe this was 3 to 5 years ago. People were kind of watching it. Merchants were watching it. Some were experimenting, but not many. I think probably zero people believe that mobile is irrelevant, and people are really now embracing mobile, you know, as the game changer, digital clearly as the game changer. So how is that changing the conversations you're having with the stakeholders and payments that you touch?
You know, what ends up being discussed more and more, and it sounds like I'm repeating myself, but it's very true. What ends up being discussed more and more is, what is the customer experience, like cardholder experience, right? What does that look like? How can we make payments more frictionless? How can we make things easier? We spend lots and lots of time talking about that. We spend lots of money, investment dollars, trying to understand what is consumer behavior. You know, what is considered for the consumer to be easy? What does that look like? How can we make sure that the consumer can utilize, you know, the new payment method very, very easily? So it really has adjusted, I think, that focus. You know, you might think, well, okay, we've always been focused on the consumer, right? We've always been focused on the cardholder. But the drive into the digital space has really, I think, adjusted that focus and made it even clearer than it was before.
I think also provided more opportunities. So it's a clearer understanding of what's possible, and then many more options to think about making that experience richer. Well, Kim, it was really great to get your perspective on this particular topic. I look forward to speaking again and focusing on where you see the best practices coming out in the ecosystem with respect to digital enablement and some of the learnings that we can all take away from that. But thanks very much for your time.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.